So this morning, we're beginning a new sermon series called The Kingdom of God. And the sermon series will run through Easter, as Easter really is the culmination or the inauguration of Jesus as king. And so we'll go spend some time over the next five sermons looking at that. As we begin today, though, we're just going to do an overview, an introduction of what is this kingdom of God that we're talking about. We see it often, we hear about it often, but what is it that exactly that we're talking about? Our associations with kingdoms or kings and queens today are almost non-existent, and we're very unfamiliar with them, or at least I am. To a large degree, we're unfamiliar with the kind of language of kingdoms, of kings and queens. For many, maybe the Magic Kingdom in Disneyland might be the reference point that you have to the kingdom, or a kingdom. Or maybe Burger King is the only reference point that some of you have, and neither of these. Now you're all hungry, right? It's like, when are you going to be done? I want to go to Burger King. No, but it is definitely a reference point, and neither of these bring us any closer to understanding what the Bible is talking about when it talks about the kingdom of God. Kingdoms, kings and queens and royal subjects are, you know, depicted in movies. We read them in books and we hear about them, but they're not familiar to us because we're not governed in the same way. But culture that the Bible was written, they understood kingdoms really well. They were governed in their culture by that type of rule. So how are we to understand or make sense of the kingdom of God? What is this kingdom of God that we're talking about? What is it? Why is it important to understand the language of a kingdom of God? Why do we need to have a good understanding of God's kingdom today for how we live out our lives? What are your expectations of what the kingdom of God should look like? Or do you have expectations of what the kingdom of God, you believe that the kingdom of God should look like? Is it a place where followers of Jesus go when they die? You know, they go to heaven, that's the kingdom of God. Is that what we think of? Is that where it starts and ends? Is it a place, what is the message of the kingdom of God? What is our expectation from the kingdom of God? Do we have an expectation of the kingdom of God? What should be happening in the kingdom of God? How would we define the kingdom of God? For many of you, this idea of kingdoms doesn't make much sense because it is so unfamiliar. But for the original audience, this concept was so familiar as they lived in kingdoms that were ruled and reigned by kings and queens. This was so familiar to them. And in the New Testament, Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God frequently. And so from this, we can conclude that the kingdom of God is a subject matter that is important for us as followers of Jesus in our day to have a good understanding and a grasp what it is this kingdom of God is that's talked about so much. And we can come to this conclusion for two primary reasons. One is that the frequency in which the kingdom of God is referred to in the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, it's referred to often in there. And secondly, the kingdom of God is Jesus' central message. These are the two primary reasons it's important for us to know and understand the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is worth taking note of because of its extensive use in the New Testament. But more importantly than that, it's the central message that Jesus was teaching and preaching when he came to earth. Now, our English word where we get kingdom from comes from a Greek word that, I'm not going to try and pronounce it, that's okay. But it's used more than 160 times in the New Testament. And predominantly, it's used in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's used an extensive amount of time. The kingdom of God in Mark is used 14 times. I think in